So what we were doing in that first section in particular was we really wanted to raise their awareness around the culture and how, in many respects, you know, they were a pawn in this cultural, this big game around consumption, and to really help them understand that, wow, this is, I'm completely like at kind of the mercy of this. So we help them understand, like, they're subjected to from anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 advertising impressions a day. And that could be a TV commercial, it could be something via text, it could be logoed clothing, but I mean, they're just surrounded by this. And, you know, again, the narrative is that, you know, you, if you do this thing, it'll yield more happiness. And so thousands of times a day, they're just surrounded with that message. And absent a counter rhythm, you know, that's powerful. You know, you're talking about billion-dollar corporations, you know, having its way effectively with these young people. And the other kind of critical piece to this is, and I mentioned it earlier, but it is that their brains are still developing, right? Mm. And inside of that, you know, so their prefrontal cortex is still developing into their early to mid-20s. And effectively, so again, you come back to this place of well-being and saying, who's shaping that narrative? And if unless there's some other counter-narrative running to that, I mean, it's very easy to see how very bright, intelligent, you know, young people, you know, or families who are really committed in about, you know, raising healthy, responsible young people, all of a sudden find themselves in sort of the short end of this thing, because, you know, it's, again, it's this sort of unknowing sort of abdication of this narrative. And I'm not suggesting that the money issue in and of itself solves the issue. What effectively we were doing in these interventions, though, is we were really helping them diminish the anxiety of what it means to step into these conversations. So you can imagine, we had well over 100 people in this room of young people, half of them young people, half parents. So they were hearing from each other. So we were pulling it out of this space of isolation, and they were hearing from each other. They were hearing from other adults, not just a parent. They were hearing from me, you know, about, and sort of my perspective. And they were also getting tools and some homework assignments to kind of work on through before the next intervention.
So
time.
just to